Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
So, we're outside the outside broadcast unit here in the Chael Show, in Chael, of course, just sitting in front of where Peter May is starting his 1,000 steps in 45 minutes. And I'm here with Nick Gazzard. Welcome to Vectis Radio.
Thank you, Kitty.
Now, tell us more about the Holly Gazzard Trust.
Yeah, the Holly Gazzard Trust. It's a charity I set up back in 2014 following the murder of my daughter Holly, who was 20 years of age. And she got into a relationship which was unhealthy. And as a result of that relationship, he walked into the salon where she worked as a hairdresser and he stabbed her to death. Obviously, that's a massive shock to me and my family.
Absolutely.
And one, really, that you don't expect to happen, but you have to try and survive. And one of the ways that I felt I could do that was to try and prevent things happening like that in the future. So setting up the charity was a positive move. And the charity has three aims. The first one is to raise awareness of all the issues that Holly faced. So we talk about domestic abuse, coercive control and behaviour, stalking, sexual harassment and knife crime. So raising that awareness we thought was a really great idea because, you know, when Holly was killed, we'd never heard about domestic abuse or stalking. You never come across it before. And Holly didn't either, I wouldn't have thought, because she never had that education at school. So the second part of the trust is around providing education, and that's education in its widest sense. So we go into schools, colleges, universities, businesses and other community groups to educate people on these issues and try to prevent these things happening. And we go around the country doing that. We've recently done some work in Jersey, and obviously on the Isle of Wight today we're hoping to do a lot more work here. And the third part about the trust is that prevention. And this is where Holly Guard comes in, our personal safety app.
So tell us more about the Holly Guard app. I've got it myself. Tell us more about it.
Well, Holly Guard is a personal safety app you can download to any smartphone, whether it's Android or whether it's iOS or Apple. And it really allows the user to be in complete control of what happens to them. So that they are the person that makes the decision. They can set up emergency contacts in their phone, and these are the people that they'd like to know if they are potentially in trouble. They can set up an account which is saved in the cloud, and everything they do on the app is cloud-based, so it's not stored on the phone, so there's no chance of anyone getting the information, you know, whether it's partners or strangers. It's all actually stored in the cloud. And it's a safeguarding app, so it can help safeguard anyone, any age, any gender, in any situation. And we have young people using it to and from school. We have older people using it, perhaps, if they fall over. We have people who use it during running. But we also have individuals who are suffering from domestic abuse and sexual harassment and stalking, because it has a reporting feature which you can actually log on the app what's happening to you. And again, that stores it in the cloud. And if you want to report that to the police, then we can send the police all that information on your behalf so you don't become re-traumatized. You know, the app works very simply by allowing you to send an alert to your emergency contacts to let them know that you're potentially in trouble. And with that alert, it sends a connection, and they can click on that connection. And because the inner workings of the phone start, so the voice, the video, the audio, that all gets sent to your emergency contacts. So they can see what's happening to you, and then they can make that informed decision.
That's a fabulous thing, and certainly, although I've not had to use it, it's such a great thing to have, just in case.
Absolutely.
Because you never know, do you?
Absolutely. We say that the first part of Holly Guard is about feeling safe. And if you've got the app on your phone, it makes you feel safer, then it's done a part of its job. You know, we have lots of people who are survivors of these particular issues, and they are feeling a lot safer. And they come back to and say, it's allowed me to now go out. It's allowed me to get a part of my life back because I feel safer just having the app on my phone, even if I don't use it.
So how can people find out more about the Holly Gazzard Trust and also the Holly Guard app?
They can go to our website, hollygazzard.org, or they can go to the Holly Guard website is hollyguard.com. Each of those, they cross-reference, so they can find out more information there.
That's fabulous. Thank you so much for spending time and also coming to the island for the weekend. Now, you're going to be talking tonight at this event, aren't you?
I am, yes. I'm going to support Peter in his challenge, and then I'm going to have the opportunity to speak to everyone that's there about what we do as a trust and what the Hollyguard app is all about.
Well, I should be there myself, so do have a fabulous evening, and thank you for all that you do.
You're very welcome.
It's back to Louise.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.